Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, From Eternity to Here, The Quest for the Ultimate Theory of Time, by physicist Sean Carroll, examines why time seems to flow in one direction even though many fundamental physical laws appear time-symmetric. Using the familiar contrast between scrambled and ordered states, Carroll frames the mystery as the origin of the arrow of time, especially the persistent growth of entropy. He connects everyday irreversibility, like mixing and aging, to deep questions in cosmology, the early universe's extraordinarily low entropy, the role of expansion, and how gravitational clumping complicates simple thermodynamic stories. Along the way, the book surveys key ideas from statistical mechanics, relativity, quantum mechanics, and inflationary cosmology, aiming to show how a coherent picture might emerge without treating time as a mere illusion. Written for motivated general readers, it blends conceptual explanation with careful argument, inviting readers to see time not just as a clock reading, but as a problem at the heart of modern physics. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the arrow of time and the centrality of entropy. Carroll's starting point is the mismatch between microscopic laws and macroscopic experience. Many equations used in fundamental physics work nearly the same forward or backward in time, yet the world around us is full of irreversible processes. Eggs do not uncrack, smoke does not gather back into a cigarette, and memories point toward the past. The book develops the idea that this asymmetry is not mainly about dynamics, but about probability. Entropy measures how many microscopic arrangements correspond to a macroscopic situation. So high entropy means there are vastly more ways to be disordered than ordered. Statistical mechanics then makes typical behavior clear. If you begin in a low entropy state, it is overwhelmingly likely that entropy will increase in both time directions away from that special starting point. That reframes the puzzle. The real question is not why entropy rises, but why the universe ever found itself in such an extraordinarily low entropy condition. Carroll uses this shift to connect mundane thermodynamics to cosmic initial conditions, emphasizing that the arrow of time is a feature of the universe as a whole rather than a local add-on. Secondly, past hypothesis, why the early universe was so special, a major theme is that explaining time's direction requires an account of the universe's beginning, often discussed as a past hypothesis, the assumption that the early universe started in a very low entropy macrostate. Carroll explores why this is such a strong statement. The early universe was hot and smooth, which sounds messy, but in gravitational terms, smoothness is highly ordered. Gravity makes clumped states, such as stars and black holes, represent much higher entropy than a nearly uniform distribution of matter. So the remarkable fact is not that the early universe was hot, but that it was extraordinarily homogeneous with tiny fluctuations. The book uses this perspective to connect cosmic microwave background observations, structure formation, and the long-run thermodynamic future of a universe where gravity drives increasing clumpiness. By highlighting gravitational entropy, Carroll clarifies why simple intuition from gases in a box is not enough for cosmology. The discussion also motivates a search for deeper principles that could make the past hypothesis less of a brute fact, whether through cosmological models, selection effects, or dynamical mechanisms that naturally yield low entropy beginnings. Thirdly, cosmology, expansion, and the long future of time, Carroll situates the arrow of time inside an evolving universe rather than a static laboratory setup. Expansion by itself does not automatically create an arrow, but it changes what counts as equilibrium and opens room for entropy to grow. As space expands, matter and radiation dilute, gravitational instabilities can amplify, and new macrostates become accessible. The book links this to the emergence of complexity. Galaxies, stars, chemistry, and life are possible because the universe is far from equilibrium and has free energy gradients to exploit. Carroll also discusses how cosmic acceleration and a positive vacuum energy influence the ultimate thermodynamic destination, often framed in terms of approaches to equilibrium in an expanding spacetime. This future-oriented view makes the arrow of time feel less like an everyday curiosity and more like a global boundary condition problem. By tracking how entropy production, structure formation, and horizons can shape what observers can see and measure, the book builds an intuitive bridge between astrophysical facts and philosophical questions about whether time has a beginning, how long meaningful change can persist, and what counts as the final state of a universe governed by known physics. Fourthly, quantum mechanics, measurement, and apparent irreversibility. The book addresses a common worry. Quantum mechanics seems to introduce its own arrow of time through wave function collapse and measurement. Carroll examines how standard quantum dynamics is reversible at the level of unitary evolution, while the appearance of collapse reflects how observers describe subsystems with limited access to the full quantum state. When a system becomes entangled with its environment, information about phases spreads into inaccessible degrees of freedom, producing decoherence and making certain outcomes effectively irreversible for practical purposes. This provides a way to understand why classical behavior emerges and why measurements have definite records without necessarily treating collapse as a fundamental time-directed process. Carroll's broader point is that quantum mechanics does not by itself solve the arrow of time, because decoherence and the growth of entanglement still rely on a low entropy starting point for the combined system. The account ties quantum puzzles back to the same central issue, special initial conditions. In doing so, the book offers readers a unified lens for thermodynamic irreversibility, memory, records, and the reliability of inference about the past, showing how these depend on entropy and information flow rather than on a mysterious intrinsic direction built into time. Lastly, models for time's origin, inflation, multiverse ideas, and naturalness. Carroll explores possible frameworks that might explain why low entropy initial conditions occurred, emphasizing that a satisfying theory should make the arrow of time less of an unexplained stipulation. One line of thought involves inflationary cosmology and its variants, which can generate a universe like ours from certain precursor conditions. Yet inflation alone does not automatically guarantee low entropy starts. It can shift the question to what conditions allow inflation to begin. The book also discusses broader ideas, sometimes grouped under multiverse or eternal inflation scenarios, where many regions of space-time exist with different histories and where typicality and selection effects become relevant. Such approaches raise conceptual challenges: how to define probabilities, what counts as a typical observer, and how to avoid reasoning that becomes detached from testable physics. Carroll frames these as active research questions rather than settled answers, presenting the quest for a natural explanation of the arrow of time as intertwined with the foundations of cosmology. The topic underscores the book's ambition to connect thermodynamics, quantum theory, and the large-scale structure of the universe into a coherent story, while being candid about where current physics still lacks a definitive, experimentally anchored account. In conclusion, this book suits curious general readers, philosophy of science fans, advanced high school or early college students, and anyone who enjoys popular physics that treats conceptual issues seriously. Readers will benefit by gaining a clearer mental model of why everyday irreversibility is tied to probability, information, and the universe's boundary conditions, not merely to the mechanics of clocks. That perspective can change how you think about memory, causation, prediction, and the limits of explanation, making the flow of time feel less like a given and more like a scientific problem with stakes in cosmology and quantum theory. It is worth buying compared to many similar books because it does not stop at hand-waving about entropy. Carroll consistently returns to the hardest part of the puzzle, the low-entropy early universe, and shows how gravity, cosmological expansion, decoherence, and competing origin scenarios interact. The result is both broad and focused, broad in scope across modern physics, focused on a single organizing question. If you want an accessible but intellectually honest guide to why the past differs from the future, this book provides a strong, integrated roadmap and a realistic picture of what remains unknown. If you would like to support Sean Carroll, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.